Blog Talk Radio.
Problems.
ladies and gentlemen, bless the Lord, oh my soul, ladies and gentlemen, and all that is within me, bless his holy name, ladies and gentlemen. This is prayer time with Bishop John Crenshaw, Elder Kevin Vaughn here with you this morning. God bless you. Thank you so much for being with us this morning. God bless you in Jesus' name. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise this morning. Yes, we're getting started. Amen. What a blessing. What a blessing to be alive, ladies and gentlemen. What a blessing to be alive. And ladies and gentlemen, the number for prayer time with Bishop John Crenshaw. Bishop will be up shortly, ladies and gentlemen. 347-843-4559 is the call-in number. If you want to be a part of the program, listen to prayer, ask for prayer, be prayed over, all of that, ladies and gentlemen. We've got the number 347-843-4559 is the call-in number. Thank you so much for that. Amen. Amen. Good morning to you. Ladies and gentlemen, also, too, if you have a prayer request, later on, we'll open up the line. If anybody would like to come online there, ladies and gentlemen, hit star one on your phone. Star one on your phone. And we're excited about you being with us today, ladies and gentlemen. And if you're just joining us, ladies and gentlemen, this is prayer time with Bishop John Crenshaw and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. They will be up shortly, and we're excited about them being with us today. Amen. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, our scripture for today is going to be coming from Jeremiah 29, chapter 29, verses 11 through 14. I want to encourage you to read the wonderful word of the Lord. I want to encourage you to read the entire chapter of Jeremiah 29 at your leisure and as you're led. But let's give the Lord a hand clap for his wonderful word, because that's what's holding it together today. The word of the Lord is powerful. Amen. Amen. We must pray. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us. This is prayer time with Bishop John Crenshaw. The word of the Lord, ladies and gentlemen, Jeremiah 29, 11 through 14. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace, amen, and not of evil, to give you an expected end, amen. Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. Amen. Matter of fact, let me read that one again, ladies and gentlemen. That's a powerful verse of the scripture right here, ladies and gentlemen. Then shall ye call upon me, and ye, that's all of us, ladies and gentlemen, shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. Oh, I love it. That is the power of prayer right there, ladies and gentlemen. And ye shall seek me and find me, and ye shall search for me with all your heart. Oh man, I got to read that one again. That's a blessing of my soul right there. And ye shall seek me. Seek the Lord today, ladies and gentlemen, and find me. You will find him. Then ye shall search for me with all your heart. Amen. And our final verse for today, ladies and gentlemen, 14. And I will be found of you, saith the Lord. And I will turn away your captivity. And I will gather you from all the nations and from all the places thither. Whither, ladies and gentlemen, and I have driven you, saith the Lord. And I will bring you again unto the place whence I caused you to be carried away captive. Wow. Praise the Lord, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Jeremiah 29, verses 11 through 14. I encourage you to read the entire chapter of Jeremiah 29 today or whenever you're ready. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us, this is prayer time with Bishop John Crenshaw. And at this time, we're going to release the mic over to Bishop. Bishop, good morning to you, sir. God bless you, sir, today. Thank you so much.
God bless you, Elder Kevin. God bless you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this day. We give you glory and honor. Lord, you alone is worthy to be praised. We lift your name up. And we magnify you, God. We give you glory and honor, and we adore you for all that you have done. Lord, we thank you for your creation, O Heavenly Father. We thank you for your loving kindness, your tender mercy. We thank you, God, for your grace, God. We thank you because you've been worthy of all the praise and the glory and the honor. We adore you because you have been so good and merciful to us. Lord, we thank you for this opportunity to be in your presence. Once again, we give you glory and honor. We adore you. We thank you, Lord, for this day that you have made. we will rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, the word of the Lord said, oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Father, we thank you, God. We glorify you. Father, we pray for this nation, God. We need you as never before. God, we pray, God, of the word of God. In 2 Chronicles 7:14, that if my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray and seek my faith and turn from their wicked way, then you would hear from heaven. You would forgive our sins and you would heal this land. Father, we need you as never before. God, we thank you for your grace and mercy. Father, we pray for other nations, other cities, other countries. God, we pray for you, every state and country and city, God. We pray, oh, Heavenly Father, God, because you are all-knowing. You know every condition of the people, God. You know where we stand in need of, God, this morning. We stand in need of salvation, God, for your people, God. We stand in the gap. And, Father, we pray for that man and that woman, that child, that individual that don't know you this morning, that they will come to know you as their Lord and Savior. And Father, we pray for their salvation, God, that you will deliver them out of the hands of the clutches of the enemy, because the enemy comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But you, Jesus, have come that we may have life and life abundant. God, we pray for abundant life for every soul, the individual this morning. We pray for abundant life, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray for the pastors, God. We pray for the congregations, oh God. We pray for the body of Christ all over this world. Father, we pray for those that's in Africa, dear God. We pray for those in Europe, God. We pray for those in Japan, God. We pray for all other countries, God. In the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus. And Father, we, God, we ask you to reveal, expose, and destroy the crookedness of the enemy, God. Reveal it, expose, and destroy it. Father God, in the name of Jesus, weapon of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God, through the pulling down of strongholds and casting down every imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. And Father God, we thank you for your word. So shall your word be that goeth forth out of your mouth. It shall not return unto you void, but it shall accomplish that you please. It shall prosper into the thing whereto you send it. And Father God, you said in your word, you wish of all, above all things, that we may prosper and be in health, even as our soul prosper. Father, we thank you for the Spirit of God. We thank you for the living God, eternal grace. And Father, we thank you, God, as you bless people this morning. God, you know every need. You know every desire. And God, you say, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and you will give us the desire of our heart. We pray, God, that you will meet the needs of the people everywhere this morning. We pray, God, for healing of their bodies. We thank you, Lord, for total healing of the body, God. We thank you, God, you healing from cancer, sugar, diabetes, high blood pressure, all types of diseases. We thank you for your healing power, because you were wounded for our transgression. You were bruised for our iniquity. The chest of our feet was on it. But it's with your sight we are healed. We stand in the gap for the healing of the people, God. We stand in the gap for the healing of the nation. Father God, heal their finances, God. Heal their spiritual mind, God. The healing of spiritual body, God. Heal, God, in every area of our lives. Father, we thank you for it this morning. We glorify you for it. And Father God, we thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, as you continue to move in the earth realm. We thank you, God, for souls are being saved. Souls are being delivered. God, we thank you for families are being united. Father, even in this season, God, sometimes people feel like all alone that they don't have anybody, God. They don't have anyone to turn to, God. They don't have anybody to tell them they love them. But God knows that you'll know that you will never leave us, not forsake us, but you'll be with us always, even into the in the time of the end of the world, you will be with us, God. And Father God, I pray for that individual, God, to let them know that, God, all hope is not gone. I pray this morning, God, that you do encourage them, God, and strengthen them, God, that they will move forward in spite of what the situation looked like. And God, and we will trust in them. God, you said, if we trust in you, God, all things will be all right, God. We thank you, God. Lord, we thank you, God. The word says, let us not be weary in well-doing. In due season, we shall reap. We are living in a season and a time that we should reap, God. And we thank you for it. We thank you, God. This is a reaping season. This is a time to celebrate, God, to you, God, to celebrate your goodness and your mercy, God. It's not about things, but it is about you. And Father, we give you glory for what you have done. We thank you just for life, God. We thank you even for long life. We pray for long life this morning. We pray, God, that you would take the hands of the enemy off of the people that are sick this morning. God, remove it. God, and strengthen them and encourage them and give them hope, God, in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare, God, that all things will work together for good for those that love God and those that are called according to his purpose. We thank you for your word assuring us, God, and this is the confidence that we have in you. We ask anything according to your will, that you hear us, God. We thank you for a soul, not faith, coming by hearing and hearing by the word of God. We thank you for the word of God that brings about healing. We thank you for the word of God bring about deliverance. God, we thank you for Gabriel. He is a messenger that sends a message to us, God. We thank you for it, God, in the name of Jesus, the messenger. We thank you for Michael, the war angel, God. We thank you for, God, in the name of Jesus, that no weapon formed against us shall be able to prosper. And Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare the miracles of God. We decree and declare the blessings of God. The blessing of the Lord make it rich and addeth no sorrow. We thank you for it this morning. We pray for that individual, that family this morning. We pray as you unite them. We pray, God, that you strengthen them. We pray that you encourage them. We pray for those that have lost loved ones, God, in the name of Jesus, in murder, God, by suicide, God. We pray for their strength and their endurance this morning. We pray, God, that justice will be served in one time or another. Father, we know that you are all knowing. If it's not been a justice in the courtroom, God, but we know that you are just, you are righteous judge, God, and we give you glory for it today. We praise you, we trust you, God, and we know that all things will work together for our good. We thank you this morning for that child this morning that had cancer. We give you praise that you are healing them even now. You are healing them. You are delivering them. You are setting them free. And Father, no weapon formed against them shall prosper. We pray for that child, this individual this morning, that man that may have cancer. We pray for their healing, their renewing their mind, their strength, and their body. God, we pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that they will deliver them totally, completely, God. We pray for that person that has high blood pressure, sugar, diabetes. We pray for those that have all types of illness. God, and we thank you for your miracle working power, because we know now unto him who's able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we can even think or ask. Father God, we pray, God, for those that are on the front line this morning. We pray for the doctors, the lawyers. Lord, we pray for our police force, God. We pray, God, in the name of Jesus, change the heart of the corrupted people, God. Change the mind of the corrupted people, Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, we give you glory today. We praise you, adore you today. God, you said, if my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray, then they would hear from heaven. Father, we know that you answer prayer. Father, we know that now to him who's able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we can even think or ask. We know, God, that you care. We know that you'll never leave us nor forsake us. We know that you are everything that we need, and you will supply every need, God. In the name of Jesus, we pray for that soul this morning as you deliver them out of the hands of the clutches. We pray that man may be incarcerated in prison unjustly, unfairly. Father God, we give you glory today for your miracle working power. We thank you for your deliverance power in the name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you to make those crooked places straight, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God. Keep our minds in perfect peace that stayed on you, God, in the name of Jesus. We say, we pray for the protection of the people as they leave home, God, as the young black men, as the young black men, as the young black men leave home. Let them get back home safely, God. Let them return safely, God, when he's not on at home. God, we pray for all mankind, God. We pray for all colors of God. We pray, God, in the name of Jesus, you're the only one can take hatred away. You're the only one can take unforgiveness away. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to create in them a clean heart and renew in them the right spirit, oh God. We pray in the name of Jesus, even those that's on the police force. Father God, we pray for those righteous individuals that will be on the police force, those that love you. And God, those that God is concerned about a life, but God is not just take life, God, because they wear a badge and carry a gun. God, we pray in the name of Jesus against that spirit of murder. We pray against it, God. We pray against that murder spirit. We pray against that spirit of violence. We pray against that spirit of corruption in the name of Jesus. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray, God, we pray, God, for nations. We pray for our cities, our communities, God. We pray for those that don't have food and clothes this morning, God, that you will make a way, that you will provide, that you will touch your heart, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for this season of life, God, that you will continue to open doors, those that have lost their home. God, we pray that you will provide a way for them. God, you will pray. We pray that you will provide a way for resources that they will have to pay that bill, to pay their house, that they will have more than enough. God, you just don't want us to just have a little just to pay a bill. But God, you promised us, you are above all, that we will prosper and be in good health. And even as our soul prospers, that's spiritually and naturally, God. We thank you for it this morning, for breakthroughs. We thank you for doors of being open. We thank you for change of minds of people, God, that they will get up and go to work, and they will go and receive the resources that is available, God. God, because you know that you are able to open the door that cannot be shut. God, we give you glory today. And we praise you, God, and we appreciate you for all that you have done and is doing even in the earth realm. We thank you for every miracle that you have performed each and every moment and every hour. God, we thank you for life alone, God. We thank you for good health, God. We thank you for eyes that see and ears and hear, able to walk and talk. We just give you honor for all that you've already done. We thank you for maturity, thank God, as well. We thank you for the blessings of the Lord. Make it rich and add it no sorrow. We glorify you. We pray, God, in the name of Jesus for that child this morning that may be homeless. Nobody knows where they are. Father, we pray that they will return home safe. We pray for those that have been missing, God, that they will show up and they will be alive. They will be well, God, that you are able to protect them from the evil of the hands of the enemy. Father God, we ask you to reveal, expose, and destroy. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, we give you glory. God, let God arise. Let his enemy be scattered. Let them that hate him flee before him. As smoke is driven away, drive them away. As wax melt before the fire. Let the wicked ways of mankind pass. Let it pass. Let it pass. But let the righteous rejoice. Let them exceed and rejoice. Be glad. God, we magnify you each moment and each day that you have allowed us on this earth. And God, let us occupy until you come. Let us be ready when you come. But God, just don't let us just sit around, but let us be concerned about somebody else. Let us be concerned about another soul. Father, we thank you this morning that you're doing a marvelous thing. You're doing a wonderful thing. You're doing a new thing in the earth realm, Father. And we give you glory for it today. We thank you that no weapon Father, against us shall be able to possibly. We pray for our neighbors, our community, our cities, our country. God, we pray for those that's in foreign countries. We pray for those that may not know you today. They will come to know you as our Lord and Savior. We give you glory. We pray for those that's incarcerated, oh Heavenly Father, unfairly, unjustly. Because, God, we know that you're the only one can work out with all things together for their good. We know, God, when we don't understand, you know, God. And, Father, we thank you, God, and we give you glory, and we decree. We will not give up in spite of what it looks like. In spite of what it looks like, God, we pray, oh, Heavenly Father, we pray for the people. Do not give up, but keep holding on. Keep faith. Hope, keeping the faith. Keep the faith. Keep the faith. Know that God is working all things for your good. Know that God have a blessing for you. Know that God is going to bless your life. He's going to bless your family. He's going to bless your community. He's going to bless everything that you put your hand to do. As you commit your life to him, we give you glory. We give you thanks, God. It is so. We decree and declare. We stand in the gap for them. We feel their pain, O Heavenly Father, this morning. We feel their pain, their hurt, their concern. We feel that, God. We know. God, we thank you this morning. God, we ask you to unite families as never before. Bring love and peace and happiness and unity, God, in the name of Jesus, in their lives. And Father, we pray for our young men that they will rise up, God. They will get off the streets, oh Heavenly Father. They will do the right thing, oh God. We pray in the name of Jesus. God, in the name of Jesus, they will not let a circumstance change the doing right. They will do the right thing in spite of what it looks like, in spite of what a life has given to them, God. In spite of, God, that they will rise up. They will do something about that situation by doing the right thing. That they will commit their ways unto you, and you will direct your path. Father, we thank you for it. We pray this morning, Father, young people. We pray for those that's going to college. We pray for those that's in school. We pray for their protection. And Father, we pray of just that spirit of lying, God, the media put out, oh God. We pray of just that spirit, God, to put people in fear, to put people in doubt. But God, we pray against that spirit in the name of Jesus. And we decree and declare your word, because your word is spirit and it is life. Your word is eternal. Your word will last forever. Everything else will go down, but your word will stand. Your word is firm. And we will stand firm on your word and will not take down. We'll stand firm and decree and declare the glory of the Lord. And we thank you for it this morning. We pray for every soul this morning, every individual in the foreign country, God, in European, God, in Japan, in Africa, in every country, in every city, in every state. Father, we pray for our young people. We pray for our elder people, God. We pray, God, as you continue to strengthen and bless, we give you glory and honor. We adore you for all that you have done and will do in this last and evil day. And we forever give you praise and all glory as you continue to direct our lives, God, as you continue. Father, we thank you for your word assure us that no evil shall come near our dwelling and no plague shall be able to overtake us. We thank you for it, God. You've given your angels charge over us. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name this morning. Amen and amen.
Amen, Bishop. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, if you're just joining us, that's the powerful voice of Bishop John Crenshaw. Ladies and gentlemen, he just prayed for you and our entire planet, ladies and gentlemen, those all across the globe there, ladies and gentlemen, this morning. As we prepare for Dr. Crenshaw coming on, ladies and gentlemen, I want to let you know if you do have a prayer request or a comment, please hit *1 on your phone. We don't make sure we don't miss anybody. If you have a prayer request or a comment this morning for Bishop and Doc this morning, we want to make sure we honor you this morning in that area as well. So thank you so much. At this time, we're going to go to Bishop's wife, Dr. Janice Crenshaw. Good morning, Doc. Good morning.
Praise the Lord. God bless you. And thank God for this beautiful, beautiful Saturday morning. And to those of you that are listening and those who may listen later, I want to encourage you from the book of 1 Thessalonians, the fifth chapter, where the word of the Lord is instructing us through the apostle on how we can make sure that our spirit, soul, and body is preserved blameless unto the coming of the Lord. And he gives some very specific principles and instructions. In verse number 16, it says, rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. Pray, I'll say that again, without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. Verse number 18 says, in everything give thanks, but this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. In everything give thanks. Praise God. It is a choice that we give thanks unto the Lord, not just one day, 2 days, every day. The Bible has given us some principles here. Why is it important that in everything we give thanks? And we're going to go through a whole lot of things. Have we invited God? Have we invited thanksgiving into that disappointment? Because disappointment is inevitable. It's going to happen. We can't control it. Why can't we control it? Because you can't control other people's behavior. You can only control your own. But discouragement is a choice. Amen. I make a choice to be discouraged, but I can't stop disappointment from coming, because people in life in general is going to disappoint us. And we're going to be affected by that emotionally. But in the midst of all of that, verse 18 tells us, and everything in that particular thing is to give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Quench not the spirit, despise not prophesying, prove all things, hold fast that which is good, abstain from all appearances of evil. That means I make a choice of where I allow my feet to stand, where my feet to go, the places I go, the things I think, the things I hold in my spirit, abstain from all appearances of evil. Verse number 23 sums it up. After we've done all these things, what things? Rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing, in everything giving thanks, quench not the spirit, despise not prophesying, prove all things, hold fast that which is good, praise the Lord, abstain from all appearance of evil. Verse 23 says, and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless until the coming of the Lord. Paul has given us specific instruction here on how to, amen, how to keep our spirit, soul, and body blameless until the coming of the Lord. It is the choice. It is the choice that we make. Always remember, disappointment is inevitable. We can't control it. But discouragement is a choice. And today, we choose to be thankful. Every day that we arise, in everything, whatever you're going through, just be thankful. As you gather with your family on Thursday, praise the Lord, think about how thankful we are and how blessed we are throughout the whole year. Something that should be a part of who we are daily when we're going through things, when things are good, when things don't look good, when things are bad. In that thing, give the Lord thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning your life. God bless you. Back to you, Elder Kim.
Amen. Thank you so much, Dr. Crenshaw. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us, that's the voice of Dr. Janice Crenshaw, Bishop's wife. Ladies and gentlemen, giving us a powerful word of encouragement from the Word of God today. And ladies and gentlemen, let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise for Bishop and Doc this morning. God bless you. Yeah. Y'all get excited. Get excited about the Word, ladies and gentlemen. Amen. Bishop prayed a powerful prayer over us today, ladies and gentlemen. And your encouragement has just been taken up another notch, ladies and gentlemen, today. So we thank God for Bishop, and we thank God for you as well. Let's give the Lord another hand clap of praise for his awesomeness today. Yes, yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. As Bishop prayed over everybody, ladies and gentlemen, you are blessed of the Lord today, and the word of the Lord has gone out concerning you today. So we thank God for you. At this time, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to turn this back over to Bishop Crenshaw to close us out. Thank you so much, Bishop. God bless, sir.
Praise God. We thank you for your encouragement word to the body of Christ. We give God the glory and the honor to all people. The word of God that she spoke this morning is to rejoice and be glad and give thanks. And we give thanks to God for you this morning. that you will continue to be blessed, that you will continue to hold fast to the promises of God, that God will work it out for you. And God is going to bless you as never before as you keep the word, keep holding on. Don't give up. Keep pushing forward. Keep moving forward. Keep doing it. Keep doing what you need to do for God to make God, to let God work in your life. Just keep doing it. Don't give up. You're too close. It's too close. You're right at your point of your breakthrough, your blessing. God bless you this morning. We're praying for you and your family. We love you. God bless you.
Amen, Bishop. Thank you so much. Dr. Crenshaw, thank you so much for your time this morning and your prayers and your leadership in this area of prayer and the Word of God. We thank God for Bishop and Doc all the time, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all continue to pray for your leaders that give you the Word each and every day, each and every week. Yes, yes. Pray for your leaders, ladies and gentlemen. Pray for those who have charge over your life and the Spirit, ladies and gentlemen. So we thank God for prayer from Bishop and Doc for our families, not only in the United States, but all across the globe. Praise God. Amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this has been Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. We thank you so much for joining us today. We want you to have an awesome rest of the day. We want you to enjoy your day and enjoy your family and just have a great time in the Lord. Remember that Jesus is Lord. One thing Bishop mentioned this morning, ladies and gentlemen, don't give up. You're too close. You're too close to the glory of the Lord, ladies and gentlemen. Don't give up. Keep going. Keep going. Keep praying in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to leave you with a quick song from Shekinah Glory. We just got to say yes to the Lord. Yes to the Lord. God bless you.
God, yes. Make it personal. Your worship means nothing without a yes. Without obedience, it means nothing. But if you're really going to tell God yes, come on. Make it personal. Lift your hands. Tell the Lord yes. Soul says yes. My soul, my soul, my soul says yes. My soul says yes. I'll do what you want me to do, Jesus. I'll do it, Lord. I'll do it, Lord. I'll do it, Jesus. I'll do it, Jesus. I'll do it, Jesus. I might have to give up some relationships, but my soul says yes. I might have to give up some things that I hold dear to me, but my soul says yes. You mean everything to me, Jesus. You're the first and foremost in my life. That's why I can say yes.
Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, this has been Prayer Time with Bishop Krish Goff. And we thank you so much for your time today. And ladies and gentlemen, always remember to always out-love, out-forgive, and out-serve each other. Remember that Jesus is Lord. Take care, everybody. Have a wonderful day. And keep it moving, ladies and gentlemen. As Dr. Crenshaw would say, keep things moving, and the Lord will continue to bless you. Amen. Amen. God bless now. Bye-bye. Take care.